WRKZ 668, are you still there? Okay, well, we'll check you in and see what happens next week. So let's see. I think we got all the later miss. We got all the new people. And I think it's time for the intelligence brief. Bob, you want me to read that, or are you going to read that?
You feel free to read it. Yes, that'd be great. I trip over all those words.
Hey, you and me both, but we'll go ahead and do that. Okay. First thing, this is the current AMCON level is level 3. And Amron says to everyone in the net, hope you all had a Merry Christmas. And, okay, now we got a source of Forward Observer. Taiwan accelerates their drone development. Stand by. Taiwan is dramatically expanding its drone capabilities ahead of a new export controls by China in hopes of becoming a primary drone supplier to the U.S. and its allies. China controls roughly 80% of the world's consumer drone market, with China's DJI being the world's largest drone manufacturer. Stand by. In October 2024, the Defense Department added DJI to its list of Chinese companies working with or for the People's Liberation Army. That's the PLA. Further, China announced new export controls on drone components to the U.S. for 2025, prompting the U.S. Department of Commerce to organize a delegation of 26 defense companies to visit Taiwan to foster long-term collaboration. Interesting. Okay, stand by. Or the source for this one is Knightsbridge Research. Annual drone flyovers of nuclear power plants doubled in 1 week. The war zone is reporting that the number of drone flyovers of nuclear plants for the entire year nearly doubled in 1 week from December 10th to December 17th. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman, Dave McIntyre, before January 2024, nuclear power licensees voluntarily reported flyovers by uncrewed aerial systems such as drones, the FAA, law enforcement, and the NCR. As reported, was voluntary. Information may not reflect the total number of UAS overflights of nuclear power plants. Not good, folks. Stand by. This next one from the AIB, U.S. approves new military aid to Taiwan. The White House approved $571.3 million in defense support for Taiwan Friday, and the State Department announced the sale of $265 million in military equipment. The larger package consists of military aid, while the smaller is focused on communications equipment. End of message for the AIB. AIB to follow. Stand by. Y'all know the AIB comes out on Monday. Well, this is the NIB, and it comes out on Friday, so it's a little bit more current. The cutoff is 27 December 2024. Number one, imminent risk. Lawfare, Democracy Forward, and Government Accountability Project are launching a legal response network on behalf of federal workers who could be fired by the incoming Trump administration. California Governor Newsom's office is planning to build an immigrant support network with regional hubs to connect illegal immigrants with legal services and local governments. Ongoing Senate Majority Leader Schumer, Democrat of New York, said federal courts will remain the strongest barrier against Trump's policies. Stand by. Okay, this next one is under elevated risk. Low intensity of conflict. Social justice groups continue holding de-arrest training to teach activists and militants how to resist deportation efforts starting 20 January 2025. This increases the risk of political violence, primarily in major metro areas where there are a large number of illegal aliens, progressive activists, and far-left militants. Stand by. His third is considered a stable outlook. The Indo-Pacific. Taiwan dramatically expanding its drone capabilities ahead of the new export controls by China in hopes of becoming a primary drone supplier to the U.S. and its allies. China controls 80% of the world's consumer drone market. This is under energy. The Energy Department announces an $80 million grant program to build domestic low-enriched uranium, LEUs, supply chain with the goal of scaling domestic production in the event of a supply disruption. Stand by. This is under NATO. Secretary General Rutte announced an enhanced presence in the Baltics to guard against, quote, acts of sabotage, unquote, which have included damage to undersea internet and power cables in the past week. A Chinese ship is alleged to have caused the damage. End of message. This is not good news, folks. Okay. We're going to move on into the Channel 3 project. Stand by. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area, and John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Greg and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Ameron check-ins on Monday with their iVarknet. Jackson County check-ins are now on Monday nights following the SOEP AmeronNet, which starts at 8 p.m. Stand by. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I've mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency, which will be me tonight. And by the way, the ham frequency is 146.420. That comes up last. Wes will talk about that. We're standing by for the general Channel 3 project numbers, followed by discussions, then we'll close the net. God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. Wes, have you got anything you'd like to say?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Bob. This is Wes, WRKU327, and we're going to do the little simplex drill. Simplex means radio to radio without the use of a repeater. So in case we have an issue, we can talk from our radios to one another. That's why we do this, to see who we can hear in our general area. And if we can't hear anybody, we improve our radio station with a larger antenna outside, preferably, so we can hear each other better. So we'll, in the Grants Pass area, we'll start off on GMRS FRS Channel 3, then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3 if your radio is capable of it. And if you're licensed, then we'll go over to ham radio 146420. See you out on the airwaves. WRKU327, back to net control.
Thank you, Wes. John, 889, you got something you'd like to say?
Yep, pretty much the basic same thing as he said. Go over to Channel 3. We do our Channel 3 local every night after the AmeronNet, and we hope to see everybody that's local here in Klamath Falls. Hope to see them there. Anybody new, FRS and GMRS, we want to see you guys there. So, hey, you too. Thanks, Bob and Ron, especially Bob stepping up. Glad to see you doing the net. Thanks for doing the net, you guys. You're doing a great job. WSBT 889, when you conclude, we'll be off the three.
Thank you, John. Okay, I'm going to encourage everyone to participate in the Channel 3 project. Bob and I are both going to be off the air for just a little bit because we're going to do the Channel 3 project. And after we do our check-ins, I'll come back and then we'll close the event.